Now, as you begin to play with this new alchemy, this magic, you can begin to watch yourself as you engage with, say, listening to experiencing another person. How do you do that? Here comes this delicious babe. How am I going to experience her? Well, maybe you smell her first, or maybe you look at her first. You get a sensation of her first, or maybe you listen to her first. Ah, I love the melodious tones of her voice. Or maybe none of those things. Maybe it has nothing to do with the sensations you have of her. Maybe you just get an intuitive picture of her. You see her in your mind as she dances or as she moves, and you have no sensation of her at all. She's like an image, a chimera, a mystical movement, a flowing of things. I got to tell you something. When I first fall in love with women, I always go into that stage first. I go to the mystical. I see them in motion. It's not how they smell, how they taste, how big their bazookas are. It has nothing to do with any of that stuff. It has to do with how they are in motion, their intuition, the movement of them, the magic of it. That's what gets me. That's where I go, oh boy, and that's when I fall. That's what gets me. And other men are different. Bazookas are important. Smell is important. What they say is important. Maybe what they don't say is important. Whatever it is, they're into sensation. They're sensation-oriented. I'm more into the intuitive. So you can see that everybody's different. But by transforming one thing into another, I can see the same woman in a different light. And in fact, as I get to know somebody, that's exactly what I do. I don't always look at them the same way. I transform my spatial aspect of them into motion, or I transform the motive aspect of them into space. I see them in space. I transform the energetic aspect of them into the temporal aspect, into more of the thinking aspect. These are the things you can do. These are the processes you can go through. This is what's called new alchemy, and this is what's involved in the transformation of matter into feeling. So we're now ready to go even farther as we go into session 11.
This concludes session 10 of Dr. Quantum Presents, A User's Guide to Your Universe with Fred Allen Wolf. Our program continues with session 11.